USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump continued his claims of a voter fraud in Georgia during a rally on Saturday night.
We're all deeply disturbed and upset by the lying, cheating, robbing, stealing that's gone on with our elections. We know the Democrats will have dead people voting. They have people signing their own name over and over because they know once they get it in, it'll never be looked at because of people like your Secretary of State and your governor.
Georgia's voting manager, Gabriel Sterling, responded to the allegations on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
At this point, it's a game of whack-a-mole, as we've been saying. The president's statements are false. They're disinformation. They are stoking anger and fear among his supporters, and hell, I voted for him.
Sterling says he and the Secretary of State have police protection due to threats. Georgia is one of the states that Trump has filed lawsuits alleging voter fraud. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Developing at this hour, former mayor of New York City Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump tweeting, Rudy Giuliani, by far the greatest mayor in the history of New York City and who has been working tirelessly exposing the most corrupt election by far in the history of the USA, has tested positive. Get better soon, Rudy. We will carry on. The U.S. recorded more than 200,000 COVID-19 cases on Saturday for the fourth day in a row. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar gave hope for a vaccine on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
If things are on track, the advisory committee goes well, I believe we could see FDA authorization within days, but it's going to go according to FDA's gold standard processes, George, and I'm going to make sure it does.
The Food and Drug Administration meets this week to consider emergency use authorization of the vaccine from Pfizer. Medical and long-term care facilities would be the first to receive those doses. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The FDA could authorize the use of a coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. when it meets later this week, and side effects are to be expected as the first doses are administered. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically it muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain, probably 48 to 72 hours.
In the UK, more than 50 vaccination hubs have been set up at hospitals as the first doses of the vaccine from Pfizer have arrived following approval last week by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Elderly people and care home workers will be the first to receive the vaccine in the UK. Mass immunizations are set to begin on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.